and we already had cover from verse 1 until verse 15. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلا أقسم بالشفق والليل وما وسق والقمر إذا اتسق لتركبن طبقا عن طبق فما لهم لا يؤمنون وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون بل الذين كفروا يكذبون والله أعلم بما يوعون فبشرهم بعذاب أليم إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون. Starting with verse number 16. فلا أقسم بالشفق. So أقسم, I swear, بالشفق, by the afterglow of the sunset. Verse number 17. وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقَ. Where and اللَّيْل, the night. Where and ma, whatever, wasaq, gathers in it. Number, verse number 18. والقمر إذا اتسق. Where and القمر, the moon, إذا, when, اتسق, it is at full. Verse number 19. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقًا. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ, certainly, you shall, travel, tabaqan, stage, an, from, tabaq, stage. Verse 20. فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. فما, what is the matter, لهم, with them, لا not يؤمنون believe. Verse 21 وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون. و إذا when قرئ is recited عليهم upon them القرآن لا not يسجدون prostrate. Verse 22 بل الذين كفروا يكذبون. بل نهي الذين ذوس كفروا disbelieve يكذبون deny. Verse 23 والله أعلم بما يوعون. And الله أعلم knows بما with what يوعون they gather. Verse 24 فبشرهم بعذاب أليم. Then بشرهم announce to them عذاب a torment أليم painful. Verse 25 إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون. إلا except or save الذين those آمنوا believe وأن عملوا do الصالحات good deed لهم for them أجر reward غير never ممنون ending. This was a translation word by word. So now let's read a general meaning for this verses. Start with verse number 16. So I swear by the afterglow of sunset and by the night and whatever it gathers in its darkness and by the moon when it is at the full, you shall certainly travel from a stage to stage. What is matter with them that they believe not? And when the Quran is recited to them, they fall not prostrate. Nay, those who disbelieve belie the Prophet and this Quran, and Allah knows best what they gather. So announce to them a painful torment, save those who believe and do good deeds. For them is a reward that will never come to an end. Again, as we said, this surah is a Meccan surah, and the surah dealing with the Day of Judgment and the signs of the Day of Judgment and the resurrection, and discuss the affairs of the believers and the disbelievers in the Day of Judgment when they receive their book of deed. How some people will receive their books with their right hand, and how he's going to be heavy, and how the other person going to be receiving his book or her book behind their back, and how they're going to be weeping and crying and going to be in a miserable condition. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to swear by saying, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ. This introduction, because there is a statement coming after this. Like you say, I swear by Allah that such a thing is true. Or I swear by Allah I never did such and such. So here is the swear coming first, to let the hearer, the person who is listening to you, know how serious this matter, and that you confirm in this matter by swearing. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we understand that Allah doesn't have to swear to anybody or for anybody to believe him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need our worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need our belief. Allah doesn't need our prayer. But how of those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need us, neither he need our worship, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's the most compassionate, the most merciful, he's swearing and confirming and giving oath to tell us about the seriousness of this matter. So we can see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so good that he doesn't have to swear, but he's still swearing to show us the seriousness of that matter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the right to swear by anything. If a believer doesn't have the right to swear, and if he have to swear, he have only to swear by Allah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had informed us that man halafa bighayri Allahi faqad ashrak. Whosoever swear by other than Allah, indeed he had commit shirk. And this is very serious crime, to associate partner beside Allah. Because when you swear by a great one. And if you swear by other than Allah, that you saying that there is somebody great as much as Allah or greater than Allah, and this will be associating partner beside Allah. Therefore the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, man kana halifan فَلْيَحْلِفْ بِاللَّهِ أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whosoever have to swear, let him or her swear by Allah or be quiet. You are not permitted for you to swear by any other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't swear by the Kaaba. Don't swear by the your honor. Don't swear by the grave of your mother. Or don't swear by anything that you think or believe that honorable in your life. The only thing that is great and nothing greater than it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, when we swear by Allah, or we don't swear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the right to swear by anything. He can swear by the life of Muhammad. He can swear by al-Balad al-Amin, Mecca. Allah can swear by anything he wants. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by something, it's to get our attention to reflect and think and to know how great such a thing. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by al-Shafaq. And al-Shafaq is a light color that we see in the sky, reddish color. It comes in the sky after sunset, and by the when this color disappears from the sky, this means time for the last prayer. It's so beautiful, amazing color that appears in the horizon after the sunset, reddish color. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us to reflect and to think, look how after was light, now is this reddish color, and how it's going to be dark and covering everything, but in the middle of all this darkness he found this beautiful reddish color there after the sunset. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying by the shafaq, that means I swear this shafaq by the afterglow of the sunset. And what else? Wal-layli wama wasaq, and by the night and whatever gather in it. When is layl come, when is the night comes, the darkness, no more lights. And in the night there is a lot of reflection for the Muslims how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had took away the light of the sun, how Allah made the sun disappear, and how Allah brought about darkness to cover everything, to be a resting for mankind, for be a time for everything to go home and for everything to have a rest. And also Allah is swearing by the night, its beauty, its darkness, its covering every spot. And it said وَمَا وَسَقْ, and whatever gather, because at night many things get to gather and to get together, male and female, husband and wife, families together, they gather because the time for night, everybody to be together. House animals, ants, bees, birds start to go to their nest, and how everything goes back to its home or its living place. How all these things happen? By when the darkness comes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also swearing by the night, and whatever gathers under its darkness. What else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by? Allah is swearing by the moon, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقْ, and by the moon, and it is at the full. Look now, after going to be day, it's going to be night, going to be dark, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to light the earth and light the sky with a moon, and how the moon also goes in certain stages, and how he comes to a full moon. in the middle of the month, especially 13, 14, 15. These days when the moon in full and in completion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also getting our attention to reflect in His creation, in the darkness, in the light, in the moon. والقمر إذا اتفق. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing. Now He's saying لتركبن طبقا عن طبق. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by all these things, He's saying to us, indeed you shall with no doubt travel from stage to stage. You will go from a condition to condition. And in actuality, this is what Allah is telling us. We see it. See, my brothers and sisters, many verses in the Quran, you will see its tafsir and its interpretation around you, in front of you, behind you, in yourself, in everything surrounded you, for you to know that Allah is the truth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Nobody else. Nobody else in control except Allah. Look to what Allah is saying. You don't need a book to give you explanation. Look, He says, indeed, you mankind, you will go in a stage from a stage to stage. And in actuality, look, before our existence, when we used to be a drop of a sperm, and after this, how this drop of a sperm go from the man to the woman, and how the woman conceive, and how this drop of semen it changed to be some blood, flesh, bones, baby, and after this, how is the baby growing from a stage to stage? No hearing, and now he hears. Now he could not move, now he moving. No soul, and only a flesh, and now became a soul and a flesh. And after this stages, how is this baby going to come to life? From being a stage, living in the mother womb, now he's going to come to this life. And how is this baby, after being baby, breastfeeding, suckling, taking a milk, now he's going to be eating? How is after he became growing, now he's going to be walking? Now after he became a baby, now he's going to be a child. He's going to be a young man. And after a young man, how he's going to be an old man? And after he's been alive, he's going to be dead. All these things, this is what Allah telling us. How we could not believe Allah? How we could not trust the Quran? How we can deny Allah? Allah saying, I'm going to make you go in stages, from a position to position, and from a station to station, and from a case to another case. How a person alive and after this is dead? How a person can be rich and after this gain this poor? How a person can be poor and after this became rich? How a person can be single and after this married, or can be married and after this being single? How people go in stages in this life? Subhanallah, why we don't reflect? Why people go and see they are alive and after this they turn to dead? As Allah said, you used to be dead, and He made you alive, and after this He made you dead, and after this He going to resurrect you again. Indeed, we are, as Allah said, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. You will go in a certain stage after stage, and from position to position, you shall certainly travel to stage, from stage to stage. So why you don't believe? Why you don't see the things and reflect and understand that Allah is the one have a full control over everything? Is not a black man, is not a mother nature, is not a Jesus, is not Jehovah, is not anything from what you may think, is Allah. And if you could not see Allah, because you are not prepared and been created in a stage that you be able to see Allah now, so see His words, see his signs, see his miracles, and believe in him, and in him alone put your trust. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you, even after this stage of living, you will be dead. And after you die, he is going to resurrect you. And after you've been resurrected, now you go from the stage of working to the stage to be paid to what you did. You used to make salah, you used to make fasting, you used to do such and such. Now you go to the stage which no more salah, no more fasting, but it's going to be what? Going to be pay. You're going to be in Jannah or you're going to be in hellfire. And this is another stage that we're going to be exposed to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you, for sure, regardless if you're Muslim or non-Muslim, you are a male or female, you're going to go. You like it or you don't like it. You're ready for it or you're not ready for it, because he has full control over you. You will go from a stage to stage. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made people go in certain stage. He said, لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عِلْمِي شَيْئًا, that after you know, you became so old to such a degree, you will reach a stage that you could not even know. Subhanallah. Look how a person after being knowing, he will come to a stage not knowing. Look to when you were a child, you could not know, you could not read, you could not write, you could not understand. You will come a stage of going to school and being schooling and learning. Now you can get also to old age, which you will get to so old that you could not even remember what you used to remember. And after this you'll be in a state that you could not even know what you used to know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, after he swear by all these things, and after he said about what's going to happen to us, and this is supposed to be a sign and a miracle for you to know that Allah is the true God and the only one worthy of worship, he say, so what's wrong with those people? فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, why they don't believe? Why they don't believe? Why they don't know that this is the messenger of Allah? Why they could not accept that there is a prophet came after the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why they could not believe that Allah who had revealed before can reveal again? Why they did not believe? Why they don't accept that this Quran from Allah? You know what? Because when people are ready to believe, they know obligation. And some people even know that Islam is the true religion, but they did not want to be obligated. They want to continue in their foolishness. They want to continue in their madness. They want to live like animals with no limitation and no boundaries. And this is the reason they don't want. Or they feel they're going to lose something. Positions, procedures, money, women. So the only thing, they deny Islam, because Islam going to get them on the track. They don't want to be a track, they want to live crazy, do whatever they want, whatever they feel. They don't want to be restricted. So Allah say, so what's wrong? Why they don't believe? Why they deny it? Why they are not accepting Muhammad? Why they are not accepting Quran? Although there is enough evidence to show that he is a prophet of Allah and he is the last messenger, no prophet, no messenger after him, and the Quran is the only true book of Allah which has been kept for all this time and until the day of judgment will be intact, with no corruption, with no addition, with no deletion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making another question or another admonishment by saying, وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون. And when the Quran is recited to them, they did not fall in prostration, they did not show their submission, they did not show by their action that they had accepted this Quran. I.e., you Muslims, you're supposed to fall in prostration and total obedience when you hear this Quran, because those who disbelieve, when they hear the Quran and the Quran is commanded them to testify to the oneness of Allah and fall down in prostration, they deny and they running away from it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that mean showing a total submission or showing a physical prostration to show that you had accepted this Quran and you admitted that it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the problem is what? The problem is بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ. بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ. Nay, those who disbelieve, those who deny our signs, they are denying Allah, denying His book, denying His prophet, denying resurrection after death. But they did not believe, neither they prostrate, because they are denying the book, denying the one who sent the book, denying the one who received the book, denying resurrection after death. But doesn't matter, because Allahu a'lamu bima yu'un. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well acquainted and well aware, and He knows best everything they gathered in their mind, in their chest, their secrets, their whispering. He knows what they're about. He knows what they're up to. If it's good, Allah knows it. And if it's bad, Allah knows it. So you need to be careful with the one that who knows what you're holding in your chest, what you're hiding in your heart. If you're hiding kufr, this is what you're going to be rewarded accordingly. And if you have faith in it, in Allah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you according what's in your heart. We have to know this. How much we show to the people from ourselves, Allah only the one who knows what's in our heart. Therefore, if one's a Muslim, always aware and worry about Allah. He's not aware, he's not worried about the government, the president, the police, the FBI, the CIA, the husband, the wife. Can I sneak behind my father? Can I do this? Can I do that? Muslim, always they're conscious of Allah, the presence of Allah, the hearing of Allah, the sight of Allah. Wherever they are, Allah sees them, hears them. So Allah saying, indeed, for sure, with no doubt, Allah knows what their heart gathering. So فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So let them know what's going to be the result, because He knows what's in their chest. So announce to them nothing but a severe and painful torment in their grave, and worse in the day of judgment, due to their denying Allah, denying the message of Allah, and denying the messenger of Allah. They have nothing with Allah except a punishment, severe and serious punishment. But says, except الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Out of this, and save from this punishment, and a distance from this punishment will be for those who believe and those who do amal salih. إلا الذين آمنوا, except those who believe and do righteous deed. If you want to be saved from the torment and the punishment, you have to have belief and you have to have a good deed. Believe and good deed. No good deed accepted without belief, and no belief without good deed. Because the belief is the seed, and the seed has to give some fruits. So if you have faith, you will pray. If you have faith, you will fast. If you have faith, you will be concerned for others and help others. If you have faith, you will be watching what you're doing. And there is no righteous deed without faith, because faith is the foundation. And if you have no foundation, you could not erect your building. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, those who believe and those who do a good deed, those, the only one will be saved from the punishment and the torment of the grave and the hellfire and the embarrassment among, in front of everybody in the day of judgment. Those people, they will have ajr, they will have a reward, they will have blessings. But what kind of reward and the blessings? He said, غير ممنون, غير ممنون, never ending. Never ending. They will be in Jannah, which never finish, never ending. They will be there, they never going to die. They're going to be young in Jannah, never they will grow old. They will be there healthy, never get sick. They will enjoy their life, and the pleasure of Allah will be always there for them. No end for it. غير ممنون. And now, before we close, now we have to understand this word, عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. So Allah doesn't require from us faith only and deed, but He requires faith and what? A good deed. A good deed. And please pay attention to this. Not only deed, because we can make deed, but the deed is not acceptable. So the deed has to be salih. What qualifies the deed to be righteous, to be good, to be acceptable? Two main qualities, two main characteristics for your deed to be acceptable and to be labeled as salih, righteous, acceptable. Number one, it has to be sincerely for the pleasure of Allah. Whatever good deed that you're doing, you have to make sure you're doing it for Allah. Otherwise, you are in a big trouble. Your good deed will be like a mirage. A person traveling in the desert, he will look from a distance and he thinks it is water, but when he goes there, he found no water. If you do any good deed, charity, prayer, classes, teaching, whatever that you're doing, but you're doing it so people praise you, so people can say so-and-so is doing this and that, you are losing your good deed on the spot. Whenever you fast, whenever you pray, whenever you learn, whenever you teach, whenever you give a charity, whenever you do anything, do it only for the pleasure of Allah. This number one. Number two, it has to be according the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has to be according the sunnah, not according bid'ah, not according innovation, not according culture, not according way of school of thoughts, not according what my ancestor used to do, not according the black man said, or the Indian people used to do, or in my hometown they do. It has to be according the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this means we have to learn. We have to learn the sunnah, because any deed is not according the sunnah is going to be another mirage, is not going to be have any reality. So for those people who want to be saved, want to be accepted by Allah and as his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prescribed him, he's one, alone, unique, nothing similar to him. He is not the father of anyone, neither he has any sons or any children. He has no equal, no partner, and everything and everyone needs him, and he needs no one, and no one is similar to him. This is Allah, and this is the one that you have to believe in him. And if you believe different, you are doomed, except if Allah give you repentance before your death. So hurry up and correct your belief. Hurry up and get on the right track and do a good deed, so you be among those who will be saved in the day of judgment, and will be among those who will be blessed with a reward that never will be ending. May Allah make us among them, inshallah. Ameen. And with this we come to the end of surah number 84, surah Al-Inshiqaq. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انشقت وأذنت لربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحقت يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصلى سعيرا إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحور بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا فلا أقسم بالشفق والليل وما وسق والقمر إذا اتسق لتركبن طبقا عن طبق فما لهم لا يؤمنون وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون بل الذين كفروا يكذبون والله أعلم بما يوعون فبشرهم بعذاب أليم إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون. With this, inshallah, we come to ending of our class, the surah number 84. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me for any mistakes that I made intentionally or unintentionally, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this class beneficial to the seer and to the hearer of it, inshallah. And if any question related to the class, I'll be glad inshallah to try to entertain it. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. And Allah knows best.